Oh, well, look who's back, feeling a little bit better. Feeling a little bit more energetic, more enticed after the fucking nut jobs carried out the Manchester attacks. And boy, oh boy, history is repeating itself again, isn't it? It's like that fucking Groundhog Day all over again. But no! No, let's not tackle the fucking problem properly. Let's just continue to carry on as normal. Sadiq Khan, terrorism is a major, is just a natural way of life for major cities. Yes, tell that to the people in Tokyo. It doesn't fucking happen. So I was really negged out. I left a message on Audio Boom, the last post actually, was about I needed to get away from this stuff. I need to get away from social media, etc., and just not focus on what's happening and ignore everything that's been on the TV and all the events and stuff like that. And, yeah, I think I just needed a bit of time off, which wasn't very long, obviously, just to clear my headspace. And I've cleared my headspace to a degree. I've literally just left YouTube on my phone now. I can't afford Spotify anymore. But I got rid of Facebook and Twitter and just keep that to desktop, and I might log in every now and then. And that helps a little bit. But I still keep in touch with what's happening. But I think I was just getting into that thing of refreshing every fucking 5 minutes about what's happening in Manchester. And I'm like, what the fuck am I doing with my life? Trying to think that I could have some sort of semblance of influence about what's happening. People already know. I tell them when I see people, my family, everyone included, about how I feel about all of this, how I think the government is ineffective about tackling terrorism because they won't address the problem head on. Because, oh shit, no. Someone might call me racist if I dare ask difficult questions. So, 2 minutes into this video, or 2 minutes into this piece of audio, maybe I'll throw this up on a video. I don't know at the moment. But there we go. Okay, so what did I really wanted to talk about today? I wanted to talk about, well, what if this election played out with Nigel Farage as the UKIP leader? And I've been doing a lot of thinking lately, and I have to say, I've come to the conclusion that if Farage was leader of UKIP and he had an opportunity 24 hours, 48 hours after the snap election was called, he was thinking, he was mulling it over about getting back in to mainline politics and basically not doing the job out in Brussels and trying to win a seat in Parliament. I personally think that what's happened here, people can see that Theresa May is backsliding so much on so many issues, which now, I mean, I have no faith in Theresa May on Brexit now, to be honest with you. I mean, after I saw what she wanted to do with the social care, the dementia tax, which she's backslided on, or will she backslide on it? I mean, it was the most depressing fucking manifesto I've ever read. It looked like a Bible. The front cover of it, it was the most uninspiring turd of a manifesto. There was no hope in the manifesto. At least Labour, even though most of it was fucking fantasy, at least Labour's manifesto was slightly appealing. At least there was things on that manifesto that even I could get behind. One of those things being the fact that I rent a property. Most of the people my age rent properties. There's very seldom people around my age bracket in their 20s, late 20s, in their 30s that have got the ability to go and buy a house now because of the way the markets are running. And even in the Labour manifesto, they had something for that. They want to put in something where there's a minimum rent agreement. So you've got the opportunity of renting accommodation and actually having a term and a lease that's longer than 12 months. Like every 12 months I have to renew my tenancy agreement. Every 12 months I get stiffed by the letting agencies. Stiffed by the letting agencies. They don't do fuck all. They don't do nothing. They make a couple of fucking phone calls, right? And they used to send out the lovely little paper document with all of the clippings on it. You know, it looked very nice. Had the fucking parchment paper and all that shit to justify the fucking fee. I'm sorry if I'm swearing a lot, but I'm a little bit annoyed at my estate agent because they thought they'd get that last bid in before the ban comes in. 90 quid. 90 quid for them to send me an Adobe Echo Sign document, which is all digital, asking for my initials and my fucking signature. Outrageous. So going back to our segue there. Going back to it. There was things in the Labour manifesto that was appealing. You know, there was a couple of things in it. Look, I'm not going to lie. I don't, you know, if I had the choice of do I want to go... I've never ever claimed benefits in my life, and I don't intend to. But if someone was to say to you, honestly, if someone was to say, and I don't get a massive amount of free time, I feel like my Monday to Friday goes so fast, there's very little free time to do particularly that much. You've got a couple of hours in the evening. I know that this was a little bit of a dick tease. It was a dick tease, wasn't it? 4 extra bank holidays a year. But let's be honest. Who wouldn't really want to take extra 4 days bank holiday a year? 4 days which we could enjoy with our family and our children. Or 4 days you can enjoy sitting on Xbox, playing with your crusty nutsack, eating Domino's pizza and drinking Gatorade or whatever the fuck. Alright? That's just great. I mean, if they pull it off, that's fantastic. But at the same time, the manifesto is made up of pure fantasy figures, which would see our economy get fucked even more. Already we know that Diane Abbott, of course, who can't do numbers as it is partly behind this running the numbers for this Labour manifesto. And Jeremy Corbyn was coming back with a surge when Theresa May was out there and she announced a dementia tax, like the Wicked Witch of the fucking... Oh my God, honestly. Her face is more wrinkly than my fucking nutsack. And Labour were pulling back in the polls. And then Manchester happens. Which, I'm sorry, but fucking you couldn't have... As tragic as Manchester has been, and it is fucking terrible. Absolutely fucking terrible. I was completely... Well, I said to you in my previous... I was just... I'm trying to just, you know... Well, difficult to describe. I'm still fucking angry about it. But what timing! What incredible fucking timing, I'm sorry, but the timing was impeccable. What a way to swing the campaign back in Theresa May's way. Oh, it's almost as if someone said, you couldn't do us a little favour here, could you? We've got intelligence of a terrorist here who wants to carry out a certain attack. But there might be a political opportunity here if we just let it fucking happen. Now, I have no proof that's the case, but I am somewhat open to a little bit of a conspiracy. I think there's been plenty of events that have happened in the past years that always rubbed off as conspiracy theorists, but the evidence is compelling. The fact that they had five fucking opportunities to stop this cunt and they couldn't do it. Five times to stop the terrorists, but no, our intelligence couldn't do it. Even with all the internet powers that Theresa May's got now, she can request my decrepit porn history if she wanted to. She can fucking request that. That's what the laws are coming in place as of next year. God, you can't even have a wank without fucking feeling paranoid. And they couldn't stop it, could they? If Farage was leader of UKIP right now, I'll tell you right now, that party that was becoming irrelevant would fucking surge. It would surge right now. Because they could see how obscene it is. Both to be voting for Labour and Jeremy Corbyn's attention to detail when it comes to security and protecting our country. And the hypocrisies of Theresa May. Nigel, what an opportunity it would have been.